88.5 KCSN, Jeff Penfield here with you, joined by Declan McKenna, came all the way from the UK, 17 years old. Thank you so much for stopping on by today.
Thanks for having me here.
It's been quite a ride for you, I'm sure, over the last, I think it's about a year or so.
Yeah.
And this is your first trip to America, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
have we met your expectations thus far?
It's been pretty good. I mean, it's been pretty tiring, not gonna lie. Like, I've been constantly on the go, but like, it's been crazy fun. Like, I've got to do loads of stuff, and I've seen a lot of America for one trip, for my first trip, so it's been pretty crazy.
Is there anything that you didn't expect? Like, were you thinking, you're in LA, you were in New York, anything that you were like, wow, I didn't realize that was that cool?
I didn't realize there was so much Mexican food everywhere.
Well, you were in South by, you were in LA. There is definitely a lot in these particular areas.
A lot,
yeah.
Which I very much appreciate.
Good.
I'm a fan of Mexican foods.
Great town for that. So let's kind of go back to where it really did begin, the whole Glastonbury Emerging Talent Contest. So for us here in the U.S., we have like no idea how that works. So what's that all about? How did you get into that?
So I released a song called Brazil in 2014, the end of 2014, when I was 15 years old. In December, in January, I sent that song in as an audition for the Glastonbury Emerging Talent Competition, which was judged by a bunch of people. The dude who was judging the letter D artists, because there was like thousands of entrants. I think it was Josh Dalton from Crack in the Road, which is a blog, and he sort of helped. He like forwarded a lot of my music, and people like him forwarded a lot of my music to other people, and as well as that, he put me through to the next round of the competition. Which was like 120, it was like a long list of 120 acts, and then that got cut down to 8 who would go and do a battle of the bands in Pilton, where Glastonbury is. And I got into that final 8, went and played the show and won, and then got the chance to play at Glastonbury a couple of months later. It was crazy.
Exactly.
It's one of the best gigs I've ever had. It's just incredible.
Oh, won't you let me finish? You drive me insane. The world will keep on turning. Keep on if we're not the same. So don't come on to me, come on to me. Thank you. There's a boy 15 turning into a man. Well, tell me one other thing that he can. Will you force a smile through a jealous hand? Showing love like you do, like you do. The sick boy 15, he's tempted to sue. Cause he's definitely sure that it's true. What kind of man are you? Showing love like you do, like you do. So tell me what's in your mind. So tell me what's in your mind. And don't forget to your paracetamol smile. So tell me what's in your mind. Tell me what's in your mind. And don't forget to your paracetamol smile. So tell me what's in your mind. Tell me what's in your mind. You're emotionally challenged. Why do you waste your talent? The world around you's maddening. Do you have no shame? Come on to me, come on to me.
South by Southwest in Austin, yeah. And I swear I saw you everywhere. You were just kind of going here, there, and everywhere. What was that for you, just to kind of have get all of a sudden just jump into this crazy whirlwind of a week that that is?
I mean, it was my third stop in America, and I had like 9 gigs over like 5 days. It was pretty intense. It was like the most intense thing I've ever done, like in terms of gigging. But it was loads of fun. I got to see a load of, meet a load of bands, see a load of great music. On the first day, I saw Raekwon the Chef and Ghostface Killah, which was crazy. It wasn't like anything I'd been to before, really. The only thing I could compare it to would be like Edinburgh Fringe, but that's not anywhere near the scale. I mean, again, there's another thing that a load of people want to play out, and I'm so lucky to have been able to do it so early on, like... only 17. It's just crazy.
Yeah, and let's kind of go into really what brought you here. You know, what the music, obviously, and Brazil, just that track alone. Yeah. What kind of went behind creating that song in the first place? What was the inspiration?
It was based around the corruption in the FIFA organization, which hadn't really come to light when I wrote it, but then about a year later it did, which I think kind of helped move it along a bit, because it was like, oh, there's a song about this. And yeah, it kind of just, I don't know, it was just a kind of fun little song with a quite like cartoony chorus about a like executive at a big corporation and the misappropriation of wealth, and suddenly it started getting played on the radio in America and stuff, and it was like, oh, this is really strange. Because when I wrote it and when I made the video as well, I didn't really have any backing. I didn't expect anyone to hear the song ever. So a lot of people hearing the song now is
just a few
pretty crazy for me.
I can't say I'm into it, but who am I to moan? I'm the same I'm the hypocrite, but you're into the fun. So make clear your interests and make sure you're alone. Cause I am dying. Cause you're basic and you're basically on your own. I'm fine, borderline, so bad it hurts. Think fast with your money, cause it can't get much worse. I get told that I'm far too old for number one first, but it's well worth trying. I'm good in your neighborhood, can't play a big part. I bought this for a thought, for a kiss, for a tale of a broken heart. Guess we were a thing and him and him that they think is a star. It leaves me crying. Cause you're basic and you're basically on your own. We are only living our separate lives, except we do the same things at the same times. I've kept to the moral guidelines that you set, and now I step towards my leader and disguise my light like I'm King Set. To moan. I'm the saint, I'm the hypocrite at your end of the phone. So make clear your interests and make sure you're alone. Cause I am dying. Cause you're basic and you're basically on your own.
It's paracetamol?
Paracetamol.
Paracetamol.
Oh, you can say I say paracetamol in the song because it rhymes and my mum says paracetamol, so I sometimes say that. Right. But the correct... people will complain about that in the UK because I say paracetamol.
Hey, maybe that's how we say it. Honestly, it's like the first time I've ever come across a word, so I don't even know if I'm saying it right for even over here. But, you know, the music video for that is really interesting. You know, it's kind of got this, especially now, you know, we've got... in North Carolina, the whole LGBT thing going on where, you know, there's a lot of different laws trying to be passed and this, that, and the other thing. And that, it really seemed like the video for that was kind of going along those guidelines of, or those, not guidelines, those ideas of acceptance. And, and, you know, it's just an interesting couple that it's following.
Yeah. I mean, the dude who made the video was a guy called Matt Lambert, who we got in contact with because I really liked a lot of stuff he'd made, especially in like connection with LGBT community and stuff like that. And he did an amazing job in just finding these two guys who were just perfect for the roles, who had a great, like, who were able to develop a great relationship over the weekend that we filmed it. And that was kind of the most important thing. And I think the other important thing that we found when making it was that it wasn't a tragedy, because a lot of the time, although it's all well and good telling people like, look, you're making these people's lives a living hell, you're being so awful to them, it also, to the people who actually affects the LGBT people, it's just saying like, your life's just going to end up in suffering, and because people are going to oppress you. And that's not the impression we wanted to give, because it's just not really, it's not true, and it's not a good example for people who are affected by the actual topics that the song's about, which I feel like kind of appropriate what I was trying to do.
Ooh.
It's Declan McKenna here on 88.5 KCSN. Right now, you've got Brazil out. Is Paracetamol out? Is that one out available?
So you can listen to it. It's not really out.
Okay.
But yeah.
Well, there are a couple of tracks out there. Brazil is out there. He's on 88.5 KCSN.